the timer.
Okay, we're in the Ramah, in Reish Nun Gimel, Halacha Bet. We're going to just go back a line and a half or so to refresh. And we're at the Ramah where he says, V'yesh Oimrim. Some say that the restrictions of Chazara Eina Asu Rakashanat Lumina Kirmi Boid Yoim only apply if the pot was removed from the fire it's on before Shabbos began. Velohechaziro Achicha Sheikha. It's only being returned after Shabbos began. So says the Ramah, it might just be, or some say, that the restrictions of Chazara only apply if you're taking the pot off before Shabbos begins and only returning it back to the fire after Shabbos begins. If you're only taking the pot off the fire for the first time after Shabbos began, there's very little restrictions. Even if you put the pot on the ground and let go of it, you can still put it back on the fire. This applies in our day and age, even in the oven. And it's okay to rely on the mekilin b'di'eved. But better be machmir, not rely on the mekilin. But gentlemen, quick, don't peek ahead. What are the two requirements, three requirements that are non-negotiable in Chazara? Non-negotiable.
It must be cooked.
Fully cooked, very good.
Must be hot when you put it.
Very good. And the most important.
You don't let go.
No. But yeah, but that's okay. You said even on the floor.
That's right.
The most non-negotiable is a fire must be covered. The fire must be covered. That's non-negotiable. Mihu, you need standing kulei amasur, but the pot cooled off. You can never put it back on the fire. Now I think we're really at new material. Oh, you know, so you said samich. One of the samichs we have to do in the Mishnah Berurah. Which samich in the Mishnah Berurah?
We were up to 67.
Okay, so let's just go up to 63 because that's where you start speaking from right now. But yesh oimrim, talking about the restrictions only apply if the pot was removed before Shabbos and only replaced on Shabbos. Perush had to be nadavka oid biyadoi. That's the requirement of still in your hand. Gam dafte lahachzir, the requirement to have intention to put the pot back. Those we could dismiss. That's a leniency. Stringency. That's the stringency if you took it off before and only putting it on. Took it off before Shabbos. Only put it on Shabbos. So that's when you must still have it in your hand and you must have das to bring it back. But a covered fire, the kule alma be'in, and that is always required. Okay? Kishnat lamina kirmi b'yoyim. It's talking about when you took the pot off, it was yet day. Since you did not remove the pot on Shabbos, you removed the pot before Shabbos. It feels like you're putting a pot on a fire on Shabbos. That's what it feels like. It's like you're putting a pot on a fire and cooking. And that's why, when you take the pot off the fire before Shabbos, that requirement of still being in your hand is vital. And similarly, the other requirement, you need clear demonstration that you're only doing chazara and you're not doing an act of shahia. You're not doing an act of cooking for the first time. So one more time, to say it again, the Ramah says that if you're taking the pot off before Shabbos, we got to be more machmer. Because putting the pot back on Shabbos appears like you're doing it for the first time. So we're more machmer to make sure it's clear to all, even to yourself, that's one continuous act of removing and replacing. But if you only took it off the fire for the first time on Shabbos, I don't care if you put it on the floor. It was happening all on Shabbos. So I could be a bit more relaxed with the restrictions, according to those Harlingians. Agabe karka, like we said, I don't care. If you took it off on Shabbos, put it on the floor for all we care. Fafu loyadatu lahachzir. I don't care what your intention was, to put it back, to not put it back. I don't care. You can be very lenient when the pot is only first removed on Shabbos. That time, why? Everyone knows the pot was on the fire as Shabbos came in. Everyone knows the pot is fully cooked. So it's on the floor. Big deal. You didn't have intention. Big deal. We're lenient with chazara. We could be lenient. Even putting the pot back into the oven cabin on Shabbos in our modern day ovens. You can do that. You could take part of the cholent out, serve it to your guests, and you want to keep the cholent hot and warm for later on. So yeah, put it back even in the oven cabin, no problem. And you don't want to cool off. But better to be machmir and try and keep all the conditions of chazara, even when you take the pot off on Shabbos. Try. Because not everyone holds with the leniency of the Ran that the restrictions don't apply when removing the pot for the first time on Shabbos. They are another reason to be machmir. So some say also the Ran's leniencies was only about putting a pot on top of a source of heat, not putting a pot inside a source of heat. Magen Avram agrees. Ayin Sham, see there. Umi Adifa Tanur Shalanu Mikira. Umi Adifa Tanur Shalanu Mikira. It's figure of speech over here. I'm just trying to figure out what that figure of speech is. Ah. So we should not treat our stove more lenient than the Kira. We should not be more lenient with our stove than with the Kira. And since some don't like these leniencies, try not to rely on them. We call Malcolm, but nevertheless, near Shiesh Schus al Minhag, but the Minhag to be lenient has basis, there's Schus to it. Kikvar Nispar Bepoisim, Chain La Esther Chazara El Imken, Yeshchon Shakadere Yen Aser Otachas Minachoim. So it says in the post scheme that we shouldn't Aser Chazara El Imken unless Yeshchon. You translate like this. I'll read you the translation. The practice to follow the Ran does have some merit because the poskim explain that it is only prohibited to return a pot to a place where it could be brought to a boil. And this is rare in our ovens. I guess the heat that was remaining in the ovens, even when they used it for Shabbos, wasn't hot enough to get a pot boiling. Al ken ein lepakpek bazeh, therefore you should not discredit the practice of using the oven for chazara on Shabbos. Okay. Samaches. Was it we did Samaches?
Yeah.
We did Samaches.
I don't think
we did. We said if it gets cooled off, you cannot put the chillant back on the fire. Mimitzdan and Hainu, so this is a very important Rama. What does it mean cooling off? This is very important. Imitzdan and the Gamri, fully cooled off. The Kumosha Katsu Lamala we mentioned earlier. Vatam, the Shayach Achar Kach Oid Bishul Chadash. Liquid that is cooled down and is reheated is a problem of Bishul. Possibly Doiraisa. Va'ayin Lakam of Magen Avram, Siv Kan Lamed Vav Shekasav. He writes over there in Magen Avram, Dafil Budavar Yavesh, even dry foods, Shein Bo Marach, it has no liquid. Lo Shayach Bo Bishul Gamken Asur. So he says over here that even dry foods can't be put back on the blech. Fully dried foods, like taking a kugel out of your fridge Shabbos morning, a dry kugel. So he's saying over here, you can't put the kugel onto your Shabbos plata. Well, he didn't have Shabbos platzes back then. He's talking about the old-fashioned blech. So he says it's asur. The Mishnah Berurah says it's asur. Our Shabbos plata is different, as keeps coming up, because the Mishnah Berurah didn't know about our Shabbos platas. He's talking about the blech on the fire, back that we used to do until the 80s and 90s. And with that, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't allow it. Some posts can do. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't allow taking the kugel out of the fridge and putting it on the blech. Okay? Some posts can do. I personally subscribe to the views that do, although doing it on top of a pot is even better.
Very many covering people. Handles.
What?
And covering the temperature.
But that's a different issue. We're not going there now. Okay. I'm talking about the idea of taking a kugel out of the fridge, right? Davar yavish, she'ein bo mara, fully dry, no liquid. So he says, gam ken asur, even though there's no bishul, it's asur. Because it's a form of chazara. The kivan shekfar nitzdanen, your kugel's cold, it's nitzdanen, it's in the fridge. Batla Shia Rishayna, even if it was on the fire before Shabbos came in, and you took the kugel off for Friday night meal, and after Friday night meal you put your kugel in the fridge, he says you can't put it back onto the blech Shabbos morning. He says you can't. Now Shabbos Plata allows us to do so. But putting on the blech is indeed questionable and problematic. I probably would, frankly. If I only had a blech and not a Shabbos pot, I probably would. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't allow it. Other poskim do. Because he says, "Behavi kenoisin ata mechadash." It's like putting it on anew. B'toch ha-tanur. It's even inside the oven. L'zeh asr b'chol gabnei. He says it's asr b'chol zeh kishamanichu ata makum shal yedei hachoyim yeh yad tzeletz bo. It's only if the place on the blech is yad tzeletz bo. Okay. Only if it's yad tzeletz bo. But he would even allow you to put it on the Shabbos blech on an area of the blech that is not yad tzeletz bo. Kasv l'achroinim. The achroinim rule. The makam shemutter lahachzir. Whenever you're allowed to chazara, I will see he's talking about inside the oven cabin. Mutter fili stom piatan or bedaf achara chazara. You can close the oven. The stimas adaf lo mikre hatmana. The daf is the oven door. The oven door, you might think, when I put a pot of chillin back into the oven cabin, if I close the door of the oven, I'm doing hatmana. I'm doing hatmana on the pot because I've now sealed my pot into a cabin. But as we're going to learn in great detail in Reish, Nun, Zion, as long as the covering is not hugging the pot, we don't care. So closing an oven door is not hatman. Okay? Miyu, nevertheless, imay destimas pi hatanur yeroteach. But if by closing your oven door, your chazara de chillin is going to become boiling, it's like really hot in there, tov shelo listom, better not to. Mice, it's not an issue. It's not halachic issue in our day and age. People leave their ovens on at very low flame. Those who do use an oven, most people don't anymore, especially in Israel. We have the Shabbos plata. That's if the oven is on. I'm sorry. That's if there are no burning coals in the oven. I think that's just synonymous with the oven being on. If the oven is on, Pashut b'mishneh, it's a Ferish Mishnah, the Be'ein Garuf Ekatum, if the fire is not covered, Afilu Leveis Hillel Asur L'Hachzir, everyone would agree, if the fire is on, you have to have a covered fire. But it seems that if the oven is off and just has residual heat from earlier Friday, you would be allowed to put the pot into the oven, even though there's no covering, there's no blech in the oven. Afilu Tanur Shalanu Dedami L'Kira, and even our Tanurim in our day and age, which we paskin are like Akira, Gamkin Asur B'chol Gavnei, it would be usher to use your oven if it was on without a blech. It says over there, the inyan chazara, regarding chazara, sagi shigaru v'gichal mitzad echad. Not practical in our day and age, but if you have a kira, it's enough to do garuf by just sweeping the coals to one side of the oven. Yesh lahakel im garuf v'gichal mitzad yom shi urak mitzad echad. You can be lenient. That's a form of grufa. Okay, so we always cover the fire, but if you weren't covering the fire, we do what's called ktuma, ktima, we're covering the fire, but if you wanted to do grufa, sweeping away the fire, it's enough to sweep the fire, the coals, to one side of the oven, and you can still use the rest of the oven. Okay. Samichtes. No, back to the Ramah. Okay, completely new material, if I'm not mistaken. V'yesh oimrim, but in the Ramah, fourth line, middle of the sentence. V'yesh oimrim, some say, v'im hotzi ma'echel min ha'tanur b'Shabbos. If some say that if you take food out of the oven on Shabbos, asur la'nicho b'karim u'b'ksasois. You can't put this pot into pillows, into blankets to keep it warm. We're on Samech Tes. Asur lanichoi, why can't you take the pot from the oven and put it into blankets? So it's pashut. Dezeh mikre tchilas hatmana. It's a form of hatmana, skip the brackets. Ve'ein toimin b'Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you cannot do any form of hatmana. Afilu b'davar she'ina mosi pevel. Even simply to maintain the heat, you can't do any form of hatmana on Shabbos. V'lechen afilu hayah dayin ma'ichol cham roseach asur. Even if the pot is boiling hot, you can't put a blanket around the pot simply for it to retain its heat. Can't do that.
Is it only off the fire? Or does it...
If it's on the fire, even before Shabbos, can't do hatmana. There's two types of hatmana. Okay? Hatmana bedavar hamayim in hevel, maintaining heat. Hatmana bedavar hamosif hevel, increasing heat. Okay? Hatmana b'davar hamamid havel is only mutter before Shabbos. So for some reason, before Shabbos, you want to take your pot off the fire. You want to keep it piping hot for the Friday night meal. You take it off the fire half an hour before Shabbos, 10 minutes before Shabbos, and wrap it up in blankets. Wrap it up completely, sealed to you, and it'll be piping hot for the Friday night meal. But to do hatmana b'davar hamosiv havel, to do a form of enwrapment that will cause the contents of the pot to be further heated, is forbidden even if done on Friday. It's very unique. It might be the absolute only thing that is forbidden even before Shabbos begins. Because we're used to timers.
How would it actually work? If it was taken off before Shabbos, how would you increase the heat?
Okay, so in the olden days, I don't know if it's scientifically true, but sand, they would take their pot off the fire before Shabbos began, and they buried in sand. And sand, it was claimed, was a davar hamosif hevel. If you put a hot pot in sand, the sand will increase the heat of the pot. Now, scientifically, I don't know if that's true, but that's what it was. In our day and age, there's only one example of hatmana b'davar hamosif hevel. And that is, and people do it and it's very wrong, and that is to drape a blanket or towel upon a pot that's on a source of heat. Even the Shabbos platter. People, I see, they have the Shabbos pata, and they put these blankets over their pot on the Shabbos pata before Shabbos begins. If the pot is fully covered, and the covering is hugging the pot, it's completely awesome. Mm-hmm. It's hatmana b'davar mosif hevel.
Only if you put it on before Shabbos.
Even! You put it on before Shabbos, it's still usher.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't matter.
You can't wrap it, you can only lay it over so it's...
A very loose covering. Okay. So samichtes, and as he says over here, ve'ein tomnim, we're in the third line of samichtes, ve'ein tomnim b'shabbos, you cannot do atman on Shabbos, afil v'davar she'eino mosif hevel, even to maintain heat of a pot, you can't do that. Chazal min egzera, you can't wrap a pot, even if your intention is only to maintain the heat. V'chen afil ha'yadayin ha'maychel chamroseh chasur, v'im eino tamun heitet b'tocha, but if you don't fully unwrap, for example, you leave the opening, the top of the pot open. Shari, that's not hatmana. That's not hatmana. Hatmana is only when a pot is 100% wrapped up. How much does it have to be wrapped up to not be called hatmana? Lechumra, 51% of the pot has to be uncovered. Lekula, even 80, 90% of the pot. Okay, there are shittas that hold as long as you have like a visible amount of the pot uncovered, it's not hatmana, you may do that. First, frankly, I've never done hatmana in my life because I think it's a fire hazard. In any form. I think I've done the fire hazard. You put fabric onto a boiling hot pot. You never know what's in the area, what's a fraying type of piece of cotton at the end. Well, I think it's a fire hazard.
So, let's say they make these special for Shabbos.
Like the teapots, I think, but right. The teapot's very so, special. And those are, yeah, fire resistant and all that.
Right. But so if you have, let's say, a pot, so a round pot, and then a blanket over it, so it's not going to hug the sides of the pot, it's going to be on top.
Right.
And then it's going to drape over.
Right, so they say to put like a cookie sheet to ensure that it won't hug the sides of the pot. Right.
I imagine the way that these...
It might just be, by the way, the handles are enough. Now you drape a towel over a pot with two
it
handles.
Won't hug the whole
right.
thing. Right. It'll be covered, but not hugged.
Exactly. So as long as you're not hugging, you're okay. It's very, very possible that in our day and age, because we have handles, they didn't always have handles on the pots. So it could be in our day and age, just draping over the handles. The handles ensure that the drapery, the towels, or blankets don't hug the pot. That could be enough.
But nowadays, I mean, we have Pyrex dishes. You know, have your chicken in there, you put the... tin foil over the top of it, and then, put a blanket over it.
Why is the cover, the glass cover, not enough? What do you need a blanket over it for? It's really going to be, 1 degree warmer? 1 degree, maybe? I don't see it. Hatmana, our day and age, I don't see it's so relevant. People say it saves electrical bills. I don't see it. The whole thing, maybe the teapot, you bring the teapot to the table, you want it to keep warm, so you put that thing over the teapot.
Right.
In a cliche, by the way, hatmana's mutter. So if you take hot water from the urn, whatever, and you make coffee or tea in a nice little pot to bring to your guests at the table, and you cover that completely, no problem. That's a cliché. You can do hatmana cliché. Hatmana is mutra cliché. So maybe that's... Hatmana, I don't think you gain any... Back then, you know, they had one fire for the whole house. They had a, you know, multi-course meal, and they had to fire. You turn on the fire. This pot's turn on the fire. That pot's turn on the fire. So they have to do hatmana with the sand, with the this, with the that. So in our day and age, I don't see any hatmana. Okay, weiter. We did some tests back in Ramah. Okay, this Ramah is a bit kooky. Yesh oimrim, some say, the kol shusamuch lechashecha. Not that the Ramah is kooky, just he brings a shita that's kooky. Yesh oimrim, some say, the kol shusamuch lechashecha. If it's close to dark, it's a very weird, queer chumrah in Chazara. Some say, the kol shehu samuch lechashecha, if it's close to dark, o samuch lebarchu, which in other words means close to the time you're about to accept Shabbos, shehu kabbalah Shabbos didan, okay? Im u samuch kol kach, so close to dark or to when you accept Shabbos, listen to this, sheim nitztanen akadera, if the pot would have cooled off, there's not enough time before Shabbos to get the pot boiling again. Dino kmo b'Shabbos. The status of the pot, the chazara, is as if it's Shabbos itself. We'll see what that means in Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh mekilin b'zeh. Some are lenient, but minag lahakel. And the Ramah says, yes, we can be lenient with this concern. But it's better to be machmer where it's not so necessary. Well, let's go fast while this is hot on our heads into ayin. It's very weird chumrah. Okay, it's just to say the chumrah in my words outside. You have a problem putting a pot on a fire before Shabbos. If that pot was cold, if that pot would be cold, it could be boiling hot. But still, this weird chumrah is. You could only put a pot on a fire before Shabbos if the pot and its contents were fully cooled. There'd be enough time for it to boil before Shabbos begins. Ayin. V'yesh oimrim. Kedei lahavin divrei ha-yesh oimrim. In order to properly understand this shita, muchrach ani la-richtzas, we have to elaborate. V'hine ha-toisvos v'harosh v'siyata mochichu, toisvos and those who show and improve. Listen to this. The Be'er of Shabbos, even on Fridays, Nam Yishayich Dinei Chazara. It's a very weird sheet in the Rishonim that the laws of Chazara begin even Friday morning or Friday afternoon. I take that back, Friday morning. We'll see that that's not true. But Friday, that means an hour before Shabbos, you've got to worry if you're complying with Chazara. That's what these Rishonim seem to say, which is completely weird. We're not used to worrying about Malacha, and they're certainly not the Rabbanon, before Shabbos even begins. The Hainu, what does this play out? Im natal miboy yoy min akira. If you took a pot off a fire, miboy yoy, Friday afternoon, 2 p.m., 3 p.m., o minatano, from the oven, lididan, according to this, Asur lachzir alav will be forbidden to put it back, even on Friday. Elin ken ugaru fekatum, unless a fire is covered. Vehikshu alzeh. So going to ask Akasha. It's a very Talmudic Mishnah Berurah, by the way. Seriously, it's very Talmudic. It's not. You see, it's not just halacha. He's talking about Rishonim. He's discussing Rishonim. He doesn't usually do this. Vehikshu alzeh. They ask Akasha. Him ken dasrinen lachzir. A few better Shabbos. If you're going to tell me. There's restrictions on Chazara, even before Shabbos begins. He misaleka kadera min akira, if I take the pot off the fire, bear of Shabbos, pashkama, Friday morning at 5 a.m. Loya yachol lahachzir. Can I come for the pot back? Unless the fire's covered, unless this, unless that. And what about Thursday morning and Wednesday afternoon? When does this mishagah stop? Veza shur zman nasno chachamim alzeh. What? Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, what's the shir? Umesake, and they conclude. Deimu samel chashecha kolkach. You know when it applies on Friday? This is when that weird sheet of the Rishonim applies on Friday. Deimu samel chashecha kolkach. as I mentioned from above here in the Ramah, if it's so close to Shabbos, Achima Yakar, that the pot was cold, Lo Haya Yachol Artichom Velosizman, there's not enough time left for the pot to get boiling hot again, As to As Lahachsib Elo Grifa. That's when this weird, I'll call it weird for just for easier English, this weird sheet that is shown him, that the restrictions of Chazar apply even on Friday, so it doesn't mean Friday morning, and it doesn't mean Thursday night or Wednesday afternoon. There is a sheet in the Rishonim that Chazar does apply on Friday, as odd as it may sound, it's Tosfos, Rosh, big names, say Chazar applies on Friday, but they didn't mean Friday morning at 5 a.m. if you woke up for Vesikin, you got to be worried about it. They mean the amount of time before Shabbos, that if the pot in question was cold, it would not be able to boil. If you're in that window, that you're so close to Shabbos, that pot would not be able to boil, Chazar applies. If not, no problem. Add food, add vegetables, open fire, cover it. No rules. Dim yemuter az lachzi yachzegam b'Shabbos.
So it's to be reheated to boiling.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
The Imya Mutter, they held, the Imya Mutter, there would be no restrictions on this Chazara close to Shabbos. Din Yemutter Azachsir, they were worried that we lay the Chazara so close to Shabbos that there wouldn't be enough time for the pot to boil. Yachser gam b'Shabbos. You might just totally be loose with the laws of Chazara and do Chazara on Shabbos. The kula chada gzerahi, and it's all part of one big zera related to Chazara. Don't think it's not an additional chumrah. It's part of Chazara. Chazara is to ensure you don't mistakenly, improperly return a pot to a fire on Shabbos. So too, this gzera that extends to, let's say, half an hour before Shabbos is also a concern lest you come to mistakenly, improperly replace a pot on Shabbos itself. So they made that window to ensure that you're far away from ever possibly doing chazara by accident improperly on Shabbos. U'b'Shabbos asur shema yichaten, of course, on Shabbos forbidden, unless you play with the coals. Okay, v'chol zeu dasa yesh oimrim. All this interesting chumrah chazara is the yesh oimrim shizkira ramach. Ramach, as we see, quotes it above, the yesh oimrim. Vayesh Mekilin, and those who oppose this Chumrah, or at least are lenient in this Chumrah, who das Rashi, v'siyato in his Rishonim. The Sfira Lehuta Lo Gazrul Chazara, they hold there's no restrictions on Chazara on Friday whatsoever. Kimi Shechesh Sheikha, only after dark, v'lo mibod yoim, and not on Friday. So that, my friends, is a Chumrah in Chazara, that Chazara kicks in the amount of time before Shabbos that would take for the pot in question to boil. Okay, Ayin Beis, continue on the same theme. Im usamuch kolkach, close to Shabbos, that it would not boil. Hayin ofilu koydim shkiyas achama, eiz ezman. Even if it's before sunset, we don't care. According to this approach, there's not enough time for the pot to boil before Shabbos. I don't care how long it is before sunset, but that's the window you need to cover yourself. Dino kamo b'Shabbos, you've got to treat it as if it's Shabbos itself. Now, this is important, which the Ramah didn't say. But the restrictions of Chazar that we're talking about is only one restriction. Grufa Ktuma. The fire has to be covered. Avala'in Daito Lahachzir. Your intention. Not to put it on the floor. Lo be'inin bazeh. This Chumrah from the Rashi, from the Tosfos and the Rosh, doesn't include the other five restrictions. It only applies the restriction of putting it on a covered fire. V'chai l'gamri shari l'hachzir samil chashecha, mamish. And if the pot is completely raw, you can put it on seconds before sunset, as we know from earlier. Afgula ena grufa k'tuma, even the fire's uncovered, because we all know about the kedera chaisa, it's called. Kedera chaisa, when you have raw meat in a pot, there are no restrictions, you can put it on an uncovered fire. Whose phone is beeping? Mine I turned off. Is it mine? I don't think it's
mine.
Okay. Sounds like it's coming from my pocket. Okay, so yeah, we did that. And we are on Ayin Gimel. So we said Atzmo. You have to treat your Chazara like it's already Shabbos. Davka Achar Shnigmar Kol Bishul HaKedera. Okay. V'davka Achar Shnigmar Kol Bishul HaKedera. talking about the food is fully cooked, umanicha la mod al akira da erev lishmar chumai, put on the fire to keep it warm. That's when we say you can't return it if the fire is not covered. If the pot is not fully cooked, you find like a cool in the chum over here. The pot is not fully cooked. Oddly enough, if the pot is not fully cooked, you can put it on and off as long as before Shabbos. Because when you have a pot that's not fully cooked, we're not worried that you're going to do bishul on Shabbos. Yes, we were worried you might do chazara improperly. You might violate chazara because that's only drabanan. But when it comes to a pot that's raw, no one's worried you're going to do bishul deraisa with a raw pot. And therefore, before Shabbos, if the pot is raw, there's no restrictions whatsoever. This chumrab tosos and the rosh only apply if the pot is fully cooked. And that's when, oddly enough, the chumrah and restrictions of chazara kick in. But if the pot is not fully cooked, there's no restrictions. Yes, you can on, off, Friday afternoon, all afternoon, even seconds before Shabbos, even if the fire is not covered. Okay? As long as a pot is not fully cooked, on off. We're not worried you're going to mess up your Shmir Shabbos so badly that you're going to put a pot of food that's not fully cooked onto a fire. It's very serious. It's bishul. And we're not worried that you're going to come to be over Dairaisa, even though we're allowing you to go on off on Friday afternoon before Shabbos. V'yesh machmirim gam b'zeh mishum lo plug, and some want to be machmir. And again, as long as it's within the window, that the amount of time for the pot to boil up, you have to have a covered fire no matter what, whether the pot is fully cooked or not. Ayin dalet tov lahachmir. Better to be machmir in this. Ulefi zeh ein litol kader mekira. According to that, therefore, you should not take the pot off the kira. The leet nal gabetan or she'en a garu fukatu, and put onto a source of cooking of heat that's not covered. Samul chasheicha close the Shabbos. De'af the tanur shalano dino kekira, because our tanur in our day and age is like a kira. So you can't put into our oven close to chasheicha Friday afternoon unless there's blecht. It's blechta. Habekira gufa yesh hachmir l'de'azu v'imu garu fukatu mutar af for Shabbos. And as we know, when the fire is covered, you may do chazara even on Shabbos itself. Okay. We are back in the Raman top. V'davgal gabe kira mamish. This chumra that we're talking about in the previous two sentences only apply on top of a kira. That's when you got to worry about the fire being covered, even though it's before Shabbos. Aval dismoch, afilu samuch la'esh, but putting it near a source of heat, even right beside the source of heat. B'makom she'atzer le'espo, even if it's boiling hot. Sharei afilu samuch l'chasheicha. There are no restrictions whatsoever about leaning a pot of food. Not leaning even, putting it beside a source of heat. Okay, ayin hei. Ach tov l'hachmir. I'm sorry, but davka gabi kira mamish. Hainu de beze yesh oistrin chazara samil chashecha. The chumra of worrying about chazara even before Shabbos begins only applies when you're putting it on top of the kira. Okay? Mamash. Hainu de beze yesh oistrin chazara samil chashecha. That's when the chumra of worrying about chazara even before Shabbos begins kicks in. Okay, it's only when you're putting it on top of the kira. But Malcolm Shetz, let us bow. But putting it beside the kira, even though it's boiling hot, the ain't a yatzel lettuce bow. I feel b'shabbos shari. It's pashut. Even if it was not yatzel lettuce bow, you could put the pot even on Shabbos beside a source of heat. That's not yatzel lettuce bow because halachically it's not heat. Samud chashecha. So even if it's very hot, you can put a pot down before Shabbos beside a fire, no problem. Even if it's fully cold. V'loritz on the gamri, if it's not fully cold, feel b'shabbos shari. See, mutter even on Shabbos. So kal b'chaymer before Shabbos. Moshe kasev shin yud ches. Okay. Ayin ches. Ubetanu en chiluk b'zeh. Oh, yeah, we're back in the Ramah. Ubetanu. In our ovens, ein chiluk bein lachzir alav, oli smach etzlo. In our ovens, it's all the same. It says on the oven, I think it's beside the oven. Medavka b'makom shetz lettuce bowl. It's only if it's hot. Aval ein yetz lettuce bowl, shari, afilu b'shabbos. You can put the pot beside a source of heat. It's not yetz lettuce bowl, you're on Shabbos. Okay, k'moshe sparz, we're going to learn later on. Mishnah Brura ayin ches. So, hainu b'tanu shel zman haTalmud. So he's saying in the Tanur of the Talmud, you would not be allowed to put it beside. As he says in square brackets, Ukfar Kasu Zeb Shulchan Aruch, the Sif Aleph, we saw earlier the Shulchan Aruch was very anti-ovens. El Dem Sham Mayri L'in Shihiya V'chan Mayri L'in Chazara. It's Asif Hashia and Asif Chazara. Aval Batanum Shalando in our modern day ovens, Shepsuchi Minatzad, Hen Kekira, there's an opening, the air escapes, it's not as hot as the olden days. So our ovens today have a Din Vekira. Okay, but in the olden days, the tanurs you could not use, even to put a pot beside it. That's how hot the ovens were, and they didn't want you using the ovens. Okay, gentlemen, we've finished Halacha Bet. Go in the Piskei Tshuvas, and we're going to see some of the practical modern-day applications of Halacha Bet and Piskei Tshuvas. Okay, page Kuf Zayin in a Piskei Tshuva, Piskei Tshuvas, Psicha l'dinei Chazara b'Shabbos, an introduction to the laws of Chazara. Sif Beis.
I'm sorry, what page?
Kuf Zayin.
Kuf Zayin.
No,
107.
Doesn't help that.
I'll give you an idea of how far kind of pages to go forward or backwards that way.
Oh, Kuf. Oh, okay.
So, Psich al Dine Chazara, introduction to Chazara. Sif Beis, his springboard was from Halacha Bet, right from the Shulchan Aruch, Kira Shi 1. Grufa Ketuma, covered. Going through all the conditions. Venat al Kedir Me'alevil B'Shabbos, Mutal Chazira. Okay, if the fire is covered, you may return the food with condition 2. Kozman Shiro Tacha, it has to be hot. 3. Odena V'yado, in your hand and not put on the floor. 4. Das. You have to have in mind to put it back. And 5 has to be fully cooked. Okay, cold sarko. Va'az mutter lahachzir apilu kira cheres. When chazar is mutter, it doesn't have to be from the same place you took it off from. You can bring it to a neighbor who also has a fire that's on and covered. Va'pilu hevela meruba me'arishon. Even if the fire is hotter, if the second fire returning the pot to is hotter, no problem. We don't care. As long as everything is hot, we don't care how much hot. As long as it's covered and hot, we don't care how hot it is. And even by doing chazara, it'll dry out, and you'll like that, and it'll get further cooked, no problem. If you're missing one of these 5 conditions, it's forbidden to return it to the fire, even if further cooking is bad, even to return to the same fire. We'll see if that's not always true. I mean, it's ideal to have all 5 conditions in place, but if you're missing some of the conditions, we saw it's okay to edit certain things. These are the 5 conditions we're commanded to comply with when returning a pot, b'shabbos, al-kiraim, onto a fire. According to these rishonim, the rabbi min ha-poskim, and many rabbis agree, yesh od zera, 6, shol lachzir tav shol she'ira oysel kadera cheres. What that means is, friends, it's important. It has some practical ramifications. If I take the chulam pot off the fire, and I'm holding the chulam pot, and I dump chulant into a second pot, I can't put that second pot on the fire. That in Talmudic terminology is called pina mimecham lemecham, going from one heat source to another heat source. This has a lot of practical ramifications. I'll tell you right now what the ramification is. If your cholent's drying out, you want to add water. Okay, I'll do this very fast. Your cholent's drying out, you want to add water. It is mutter, if it's possible, I'm not talking about, you know, it's possible to take your cholent, walk it over to the urn, press a button on the urn, hot water from the urn, kli rishon, goes into your cholent pot. Kli rishon, no problem, put the cholent pot back on the fire. But what if your cholent pot won't reach the urn? For whatever reason. The wire would come out of the wall, other things would go wrong. So some say, I'm like number six. Some say, take a cup to the urn, pour hot water into the cup, take the cup, pour into your cholent. That's pina mimecham lemecham. It's problematic. Because your urn is a kli rishon, the cup is a kli sheni, you're putting it back to a kli rishon. Can't do that. According to number six, it can't do that. Bottom line is, the poskim are minkel. If there's no other way for you to get hot water into your cholent, you are allowed to use this kli sheni system. But that's what number six is referring to. Okay? So in the case of the cholent, as I just said, my example was, you can't dish out cholent into a brand new pot and put that brand new pot onto the fire. Vasfardim, our brothers from Morocco, Hanohagim kemechaber, who follow the Shulchan Aruch, Mekilin, they are very lenient with the condition, Belo hayadato lahachzir. Mrs. Wood?
Hello. Yeah, it is.
Yes, Mrs. Wood. If it's quick, I'll wait for you in a second. Yeah. Okay, so Sfardim are lenient with the condition of Dato Lahafzir. They don't, the Sfardim aren't machmir what your intention was in your brain. Kol's much, lo nicho, gabe karka, as long as it's put on the floor, apilu eina biyado, and even if it's not in your hand, that's how lenient they are. You can put it back. Umeidach, but on the other hand, machmirin shelo lahachzir nismayet chomatav shel pachot miyad zeletesbo. The Sfardim are very machmir, however, that the heat of the pot must always be above Yod Saletus Bo to ever permit returning the pot to the fire. The Ashkenazim, Mekilin, and we are lenient with the temperature of the pot. Kol Zman Shelo Nitzan Lagamri, as long as it didn't fully cool off, you may still put it back. Kashita Sarama. The Yeser HaPratim HaYesodim, the other details, fundamental details, Nitzrachim, needed details, the idea, b'chol shisha t'naim elis baru l'hang b'hem shechadvar. We're going to talk about all six conditions. V'atam sheba eider t'naim elu. And the reason that if any of these conditions are lacking, chashashu shalo lachzir kedera, you shouldn't put the pot back. Nechlechu ba rishonim. What is the reason? This is very Talmudic now. What is the reason? There's no practical difference, but just the logic. What is the reason that the conditions of Chazar are missing, we won't let you put the pot back? There's a concern that it might come to lead. It might lead to stoking coals. Or is it because it looks like you're cooking? Okay. Bottom line is, the latter reason is a majority opinion. But this is the lumdus. Why is it forbidden to put a pot back on the fire? It's missing chazara. The concern is, for example, if it's uncovered, you might come to stoke the coals. We're not worried to come to stoke the coals. It just looks like you're cooking. It doesn't look nice. It's a marasayan. What's the lumdus find? It's machloikis. Next paragraph. Ubehemshech dvarav. And we know that the Rama brings et shitas haran. That interesting sheet of the Ran who said that all these conditions are only required if you take the pot off before Shabbos and you only put it on after Shabbos. But the Ran said if you're doing it on Shabbos, you're moving and returning the pot on Shabbos, you can be very lenient with Chazara. So Shita Saran, Shaloch Hayavu, Lechol HaTinaim, and Iskarim. He didn't require all the conditions, the Ran. It's only if you're taking the pot off before Shabbos begins that you need all the conditions to return it. If you're only taking the pot off for the first time after Shabbos began, you can As long as three out of these six, five or six conditions are met, the Ran says no problem. You must have a covered fire. You must have mushuko tarko, fully cooked. Lo nitzdan has to still be hot. Those three conditions are the always, always non-negotiable conditions for Ashkenazim. Aval yeser shleisha tnaim, but the other three, the daito, the karka, the pina, ain't sarach b'dievid, ain't sarach b'dievid. Okay, b'dievid is, by the way, b'dievid is defined as you need hot food and you have no other hot food for Shabbos, by the way. That's important not to know.
So it's pikuach nefesh.
No, pikuach nefesh, not to exaggerate. It's not that serious. Unless your wife will kill you, that could be a problem. Your wife says, Julia, you took the pot off the fire again! No, honey, it's back on! Look, honey, look! The Ron, it's okay, honey, it's on the fire.
We're dealing with Talmudic times and bitter cold winter and there's not no hot food.
Exactly.
That's pikuach nefesh.
Okay, subjective. But if you have other hot food for that actual Shabbos meal, it's best not to rely on the Ran if you don't need to. Okay, next paragraph. Ukvar Saimu Harama Dvarav, the Rama finishes words, a Tov Lahachmir, better be Machmir. Amam B'Shasot Chak, here he says, what's Shasot Chak, what's emergency, that you can rely on the leniencies. Hainu Shavlo Yever Shus Michael Chamus to the Shabbos, you have no hot food for Shabbos. Says Rashay Lahakel Kashita Saran, you could be Mekel. The Kol Shaken Jayesh Lahakel Lazerach Einik Shabbos, it's going to ruin your Shabbos. It's going to ruin your Shabbos. Keshechaz zerak echa met noin. If you're only missing one tonight, and it will ruin your Shabbos, okay, only one, okay. Put it on. The hayu shenichol gabi karka, the example is you put on the floor. Okay, im daito l'hachsob, you had intention to put it back. The kol shekin shodena biyado, and so too, if it was in your hand, afilu im das, daito l'hachsob, you did not have intention to put it back. Ve'od danu poskiz manenu, there's a lot of discussion in the poskim leading plata Shabbos. The Shabbos plata, okay? The electric, non-thermostat hot plate. Im rashayim lachzir aleya lechatchila kashita saran, kui du lechatchila ran, ukeshesh otzi bo sakel shapir tfei, with more reason to be lenient, perhaps there's more justification for it. Ve'alpi hayras chacham, ask your rabbi, vaday shebechol elu in kvar nasa chazara, and even when you do a chazara, it's forbidden. Not always, but often, Ein l'esor atav shel b'achila. The food doesn't come out. I'm wondering, this last paragraph where he says that even the chazara wasn't done properly, you don't ask for that food, if that only applies to platat Shabbos or applies to even the blech. So I think it depends which time we're missing and which, we'll see. He's going to elaborate in each of the paragraphs, each of the conditions, which ones are negotiable, non-negotiable, which ones would ask for the food, which ones won't ask for the food. Okay, time check, please. What's the time check?
9:35.
Okay, definitely have time for one or two paragraphs. Ben going to stand in the Gamri. Okay, we're going to talk about requirement number two now. Because requirement number one is not negotiable. The fire must be covered. That being said, we did learn the fire is not covered, you may cover it on Shabbos. Number two, condition number two, it could not have cooled off fully. According to the Mechaber we learned, according to the Sfarim we just learned, cooling off is defined as under Yetzer Lettuce Bowl. According to the Ashkenazim, we're more lenient. It could be even cooler than that, as long as there's still warmth to it. L'shita sarama, according to the Rama, Shapir dami lachzir kol shalo nisan lagamri. You're allowed to put the pot back in the fire as long as it's not fully cool off. Dahainu, what does it mean, not fully cooled off? Shadayin ra'uya tav shilachila machmas chami muso. It would still be called a warm dish. There's a point when soup is cooled off too much. You just won't eat it. You just won't eat it. It's not hot. Coffee, same thing. Apilu ain't a yetzel lettuce bow. Okay? Even though it's not yetzel lettuce bow, it will be okay. But if it gets too cold, you wouldn't even enjoy it as a warm drink. It's a warm food. You can't put it back on the fire. Well, divrei Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, or Mishnah Brura, gam betav shel yavish, even with a dry food, kugel, shein bo rotav, that has no liquid, umevushal kol tzarko, and it's fully cooked, tzarich shiecham me'at, it has to be still warm in order to allow you to put it on the blech. So if you take it out of the fridge, Shabbos morning, to the blech, according to this, it would be forbidden. Ve'av shein bo isr bishul, even though there's no isr bishul, if you did such a thing, even fully cold, taking it from the fridge. Mikol makom, but nevertheless, b'teila la shia rishoina, the first act of warming, of cooking, that began Friday before Shabbos, has been completely nullified, forgotten, because you took it off the blech and put it in your fridge, cooled it off. The act of cooking is not continuous. It's been forgotten. And therefore, it looks like you're putting something onto a blech for the first time on Shabbos, which is, well, for dry food, would be a marasayin, mechzik mevashal.
This only applies to dry food.
Dry food, you wouldn't be over bishal. You'd only be over mechzik mevashal. But if it was liquid, you would mamash be iser, over iser deraisa bishal. Amnam b'shasetchak. Listen to this. He says b'shasetchak. The Mishnah Berurah didn't say this. He's saying this. I mentioned this as well, but I subscribe to that view. Hamekilin lachzir davar yavesh kemevushal kol tzarko. If you do take the kugel out of the fridge, a fully cooked, albeit cold kugel out of the fridge, I feel it's standing in the gamri, fully cooled. V'shinskayimu shar tnei chazara, and all the other conditions of chazara are met. Yesh lemami li smoch. There are poskim to rely on that allows you to put the kugel from the fridge onto the blech. V'vadez v'sfardim ein makom lahachmir, and the sfardim for such a thing would not have to be machmir at all. She'd starchu be yavish mevushal sheyeroteach v'yadza lettuce bowl.
And how do we Ashkenazim hold by?
So we're saying we don't care if it cooled off. Fully dry. He's saying, no, we don't care. He said it's aser, and he says, yesh tamami lismoch. The Magen Avram was against it. The Shulchan Aruch Rav was against it. The Mishnah Berurah was against it. That we saw the Mishnah Berurah together inside. That's when I paused and I said, well, other poskim say it is okay to take the kugel out of the fridge and put on the blech. And he quotes here in 159 who those poskim are. There's a whole list of major poskim that would allow it.
No. That's a pretty long list.
Yeah. So, now, it's true that even those poskim quotes, in some of the cases, even though they allow it, they're not excited about it. But again, in our day and age, in Israel, we use the Shabbos Plata. It's like completely permissible to take the kugel out of the fridge and put it on the Shabbos Plata. Remember, this was talking about the blech, putting it on directly on the blech, which is problematic. Mishnah Berurah users it, Magen Avraham users it, but like you see in footnote 159, which he calls Yesh Lahem Lismach.
This is the old type of blech. This is not.
We're not the old type of blech. The Shabbos Plata today, I subscribe to the view that's Mutu Lechatchila. To take the kugel, the fridge.
So basically, we have to get it clear. Excuse me. When you talk about blech in these kashirim, you're talking about the old.
Yes.
We're not talking about what we call blech, which are platters.
Correct. Correct.
That's because we never cook on it. And you can't. Right. So it's not even.
No, it's not a cooking device.
Not a cooking device.
Okay, we'll stop here. And we covered till condition number 2. Mm-hmm. And we'll start next week with Piskei Tshuvas, the remaining conditions. In fact, by the looks of it, we'll be in Piskei Tshuvas all of next week.
Right.